We continue discussing the Shaila about a person who's Nebuch, very sick, and the doctors say that he will not really survive. Are we allowed to do some sort of procedure, an operation, where if successful, he'll have a longer life, but if not successful, he may not leave the operating room? What is the halacha? As we discussed in the previous year, many poskim take a lenient approach, and there's a shaila, and the shaila is discussed by Reb Chaim Oizer Zatzal, and the shaila s'tshuvas achiyezer chelik beis simen tazayin, and Reb Chaim Oizer is lenient, and he makes a very interesting comment. He says that in such a situation, we may be better off using a Jewish doctor than a non-Jewish doctor. He says, because this person is a treifa, and the halacha is that if Yisrael murders an individual who's a treifa, it's not considered a maaser tzicha. Whereas if an akum kills an individual who's a treifa, it's considered a maaser tzicha. And therefore, we may be better off using a Jewish doctor versus a non-Jewish doctor. But then he says that, again, since we're referring to a situation of pikuach nefesh, the halacha is we have to do whatever it takes, and we have to use the best doctor possible. It's interesting to point out that Reb Chaim Oizer in that tshuva says that what is the amount of time that is considered that the life, that his life is really, that he's really not going to make it. So Reb Chaim Oizer says 6 months. If he's not going to be able to survive 6 months without this surgery, then we should do the surgery, even though the results of the surgery may be quite serious. Reb Moshe, and we're going to discuss Reb Moshe's tshuva at length in Mitzvah Hashem in a moment, says he doesn't agree with the six-month time frame. He feels that the time frame should be 12 months. I saw a tshuva from the Klausmer Rebbe Zatzal in Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv Yerideya Simen Reish Yud Beis, and he says that even 12 months is not considered much of a life, and if the patient's chance of living is only 12 months, we should do this surgery. As I mentioned in the previous year, Reb Moshe has two tshuvas on the subject. We quoted the tshuva from the Gros Moshe Yerodei Chelik Beis in the previous year. And Reb Moshe has a lengthier tshuva on the subject in Gros Moshe Yerodei Chelik Gimel Simen Lamech Vav, where Reb Moshe discusses, as I just mentioned, the tshuva of the Achiezer, and Reb Moshe says that in such a circumstance, we're certainly allowed to do the surgery. But Reb Moshe now adds a new element to the shaila. Reb Moshe now discusses, so we're going to do the surgery, but the question is, what kind of life, what kind of quality of life will this patient have if we do the surgery? So Reb Moshe says, if he's going to live, a life that he's weak, that's still considered a situation for which we should do the surgery. But if we're going to live a life that even after the surgery. He's going to not, there's a chance he's going to be in a very weak position and he may die at any time. Then he should not necessarily do the surgery. Ramashik also discusses, what is the patient allowed to do this surgery, or is the patient obligated to do the surgery? So Rav Moshe says as follows. If statistically, in all likelihood, he will survive the surgery, then he's obligated to do the surgery. But says Rav Moshe, if it's just a suffix, then he's not obligated to do the surgery, but he's allowed to do the surgery. Rav Moshe then discusses the other way around. He says like this, what's going to be an halacha if he doesn't do the surgery? He could survive, but have a very poor quality of life. But if he does this dangerous surgery, where if it's not successful, he probably will not survive. But if it is successful, he will have a better quality of life. Says Rav Moshe, he certainly may not do the surgery under those circumstances. He says, because if you think about surgery altogether, he says, surgery is usur because it's chayvel. The only reason why surgery is permitted, even though it's a situation of chayvel, the only reason it's permitted is because it's l'tzarek refuah. But here, where the surgery is a situation where he may not make it anyway, and so then it's not so poshut that he's allowed to have the surgery. And if you combine with that scenario that he may not make it because the surgery is extremely dangerous, says Rav Moshe, under these circumstances, he should not have the surgery. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Van Hoggis, discusses this Shaila in two Tshuvos. One is in Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Van Hoggis, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Tov, Samach Gimel. And he says the following. If, according to the doctors, this surgery, the chances of him surviving are greater than his chances of not surviving, it's the obligation of a Rav to tell the patient to do the surgery, even though there is a chance of sakana. In a situation where it's 50-50, where he will survive or not, the Rav, it seems, based on the Shvos Yaakov and the other Paiskim, the Igros Moshe and the Achiezer and the Binyan Tzion, should tell the family to do the surgery, but he should not force them. And the family could take the option of not having the surgery done. In a situation where the patient, according to Rav Sternbuch, will not survive for 12 months, and the doctors say the only chance we could do a surgery, but the chances of success are very low, less than 50%. Even though there are two doctors that suggest that he may survive, the Rav should not tell them what to do. If the family wants to do the surgery, they could do the surgery. If they don't want to do the surgery, they should not do the surgery. Again, Reb Moshe Sternberg says, if the only purpose of doing this dangerous surgery is to improve quality of life, that means the surgery, which is a dangerous surgery, which he may not survive, will not cause him to live longer. It's only going to, but if, you know, it's a chance that he may not survive. On the other hand, there's a chance that if he does make it, he'll have a better quality of life. Says Reb Moshe Sternberg, he may not do the surgery. Reb Moshe Sternberg has another tshuva about this issue in the Shaila of Tshuvas van Haggis, Chelek Bei Simen Tov Shin Lamites. And again, he quotes Reb Chaim Oizer, based on our Gemara, that in such a situation, we don't take Chaye Shaw into consideration. He don't take Chaye Shaw into consideration. He also quotes the Rav Chaim Oizer, said perhaps we should dafka have a Jewish doctor, not a non-Jewish doctor, because a treifa is a hayritz, a treifa is a ritzicha by an akum, not by Yisrael. On the other hand, Reb Chaim Oizer quotes a sefer Mishnas Chachamim that says that our Gemara seems to say that by roifei akum, under such a circumstance, you're allowed to go, not by roifei Yisrael. So Reb Moshe Sternberg discusses this tshuva of Reb Chaim Oizer at great length. First of all, he says this distinction that Reb Chaim Oizer wants to suggest, that there's an Isser Ritzicha by an Akum of a Treifa, but there is no Isser Ritzicha by Yisrael of a Treifa, he's not quite certain from where Reb Chaim Oizer comes up with this Nafkamina. Moreover, he says just because this person is so very ill that he's not going to make it 12 months, 6 months, that doesn't necessarily make him a treifa. On the other hand, the fact that the Mishnah's Chachamim wants to say that only an Akum should do this operation, not a Yisrael, and the Mishnah's Chachamim's Raya is because a Yisrael only has a right to operate on a patient who's probably going to make it, but not under such circumstances. He says, that's not true. He says, just like we find in all areas of halacha, that we're supposed to do whatever it takes to be matzal and nefesh Yisrael, even though the chances are very low, that's a din that applies under all circumstances. He goes on to say that if the patient doesn't want to have this operation, then we can't force him to have the operation. If the chances of him surviving are not greater than 50%. Then he goes into a whole discussion. There's another factor to be considered. If we have doctors and we have different doctors saying different opinions, what should we do? Do we go bust the mumcha, the person who's a bigger expert? Do we go bust a roiv? Do we go after the majority of opinions? What should we do? So what he says is that we should ask two doctors who are considered experts in the field, and based on what they say, that's what we should do. So certainly, in a situation where an expert says to do the surgery, even though the non-experts say not to do the surgery, we should do the surgery. But the right thing to do is to ask at least two experts. But Rav Moshe Sternberg himself says he's not sure how to determine who is considered an expert. Just because somebody has a title doesn't make him into expert. So he really says that a patient knows, we have to follow the patient's heart. And if the patient feels that this is the doctor that understands his situation best, and this is the doctor that he feels most comfortable with, that is the person that should be considered that he should go to. So, la'aloch l'maisa. If, according to the experts, there's a greater chance that he will survive the surgery, we tell him to have the surgery. If it's a 50-50, we advise him to have the surgery, but we can't obligate him. If the chances are less than 50%, but there is a chance that he will survive and succeed with this operation, and he quotes the Chazon Ish, even if it's just a 5% chance, we tell him that he's allowed to have this operation, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu will send him the Refuah Shleima. But if he doesn't want to have the surgery, we don't force him to have the surgery. And as he concludes, V'Hashem Yisbarach, Yirfa Sheva Amoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make us all healthy and well, V'Niska B'Karav L'Yishuas, Hashem Lo'ilomim, Amen, Kein Yihi Ratzon.